It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. Before I do that, let me thank Jim Jr. for producing the program today, being the host of Prophecy Today weekend. I'm on the road and we're traveling. Actually, during the broadcast time, we're flying from Istanbul, Turkey into Rome, Italy. We're traveling with some of our students of our School of Prophets and some others who have come along to visit these wonderful locations that have a relationship to the Bible, to God's prophetic word, and to what's going to happen in the future. Now, this last weekend, as I was talking with Jim earlier, and we have been visiting the locations of the seven churches of Asia Minor 2,000 years ago. These are the churches talked about in the book of Revelation, chapters 2 and 3. And these letters to the seven churches are exhortations to the churches. In fact, may I say to you, this is the last word of Jesus Christ to the church today. We talk about 1 and 2 Timothy. They are to be the pastoral epistles where the pastors are to go and study how to be the pastor of a church. But the last word of Jesus Christ would be the seven letters sent to the seven pastors of the seven churches in Asia Minor some 2,000 years ago. When you're looking at these letters and what a practical study this is going to be, I would challenge each of you to spend some time studying through chapters 2 and 3 of the book of Revelation. But you'll notice in each of the letters, there's a personal application, a characteristic of Jesus Christ talked about in the introduction of the letter. Then in the midst of the letter, a practical exhortation. The Lord looks at what has been going on in that church, tells them where they're wrong, and exhorts them, actually, and except for two of the letters, he says, remember where you were, repent. That means turn around, go the opposite direction from the way you were moving, or I will remove your candlestick. I will remove your power and your authority and your influence as a church in the location where you were. By the way, a prophetic presentation is mentioned in each of the letters as well. Let me go through those three, the personal application, the practical exhortation, and the prophetic presentation. In the church at Ephesus, the Lord is introduced as the one who has seven stars in his right hand, and he walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Now, that's apocalyptic literature. Chapter 1 and verse 20 says that the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks are the actual seven churches itself. Practical exhortation, he says to Ephesus, you've left your first love. This was a loveless church. When they first fell in love with Jesus Christ, there was an excitement. There was a relationship that was unbelievable. But he tells the church at Ephesus, you've left your first love. The practical presentation is, those who are overcomers shall eat of the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God in Smyrna. He introduces himself as the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega, the one who was dead and is now alive, the resurrection, the foundation for Bible prophecy. And this is one of the churches that receives no condemnation, but only commendation. They were faithful unto death, and because of that, they're going to receive the crown of life. They are the long-suffering church, and they will not be hurt of the second death. In Pergamos, he introduces this letter with his characteristic, he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. Now, that would be the Word of God. And in Pergamos, they had walked away from the Word of God. It's referred to in Pergamos as the seat of Satan or the throne of Satan. Zeus was a major god. There was a temple unto Zeus there. He is the creator of all the Greek mystical gods. And by the way, the Babylonian mother-son cult moved from Babylon after the fall of the Babylonian Empire, 539 B.C., ultimately coming into the location of Pergamos, and because of that, we then have the continuation of the mother-son cult, which would move into Rome, Italy. The activities that he's exhorting them about is because of their looseness, and he's going to give them to eat of the hidden manna. That's the word of God in the future. Thyatira, he's referred to as the Son of God, eyes like unto a flame of fire, feet like unto fine brass. That's all talking about judgment. The practical exhortation, you have allowed Jezebel to come in and start teaching. I'm not going to go into what the Bible says about a woman usurping authority over a male teacher. But Jezebel was teaching sexual immorality. They were a lawless church. And the prophetic presentation is, I'm going to give you power over the nations, and I will give you an opportunity to rule with a rod of iron. Now, that's not talking about a big rod of iron. It's talking about more like a shepherd's staff when he's leading and directing the sheep. He may have to use that staff to discipline them some. In Sardis, the personal application was that he hath the seven spirits of God, that's the Holy Spirit, and seven stars. Again, that would be the seven leaders of the seven angels of the seven churches. And in the practical application, they were basically a lifeless church. They had a form of life, but were dead. And that's the way many churches. So this is practical for the churches today. This is a very important study, as you can tell by looking at what I'm telling you about each of these churches. The church at Philadelphia, this is a church that did not receive any condemnation. The personal application, he that is holy, he that is true, he hath the key of David, he openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. Well, there's no condemnation there. What he does talk about is that the minority, he says to the church of Philadelphia, you are of little strength. The minority can stand upon the authority, but because you stood upon my word, you can reach the majority. He opens the door, no man can close it. Just a wonderful passage and very practical for us. The church at Laodicea, this is the location where they have done extensive excavations by the archaeologists. I've got to remind you, though, they were the lukewarm church, neither hot nor cold. Nothing wrong with being hot, that's cleansing. Nothing wrong with being cold, that's refreshing. But they were neither one, so he spewed them out of his mouth. We need to be hot or cold. We need to be cleansing or be refreshing. Well, these are just some of the thoughts for you to consider as you study through Revelation chapters 2 and 3, the letters to the seven churches, and what it does tell us in chapter 3 of the book of Revelation, a letter to the church of Philadelphia, verse 10, that he will keep us from all the trouble that follows this church period of time in the tribulation, and the rapture of the church will take place. We're going to be taken out. Keep you from that hour of temptation. By the way, speaking of the rapture, that rapture can happen at any moment. And having said that, nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until...